Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and in studio with me today, we have Madalena Kazushka, Community Relations Coordinator with Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community. Madalena, welcome back to The Rock 98.5. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you, and thank you for having me back.
Yeah, no problem. I know it was a very busy month throughout the month of September, right? Had Grandparents' Day and a couple other fun things, right?
Yes, we're always busy. No time to rest.
Great. Well, we look forward to October and some of the things that are going to be happening. Now, as for Yorkton Crossing and the facility that it is a retirement community for folks of, I guess, variety of different needs, I suppose, and can accommodate people that want to live at Yorkton Crossing, correct?
So our community has... It includes independent, assisted, and heavy care living. And we are so excited to let everybody know that we opened a whole new number of new amenity suites that they were designed for heavy care. They're open now for independent and assisted living.
Okay, that's wonderful. So more beds now open, which is great because I know Yorkton... just in terms, can always use more numbers. I mean, there's no way of going around it. We are an aging population in this community, so I'm sure, is it something that's already going to be in demand for? Like, was there a waiting list beforehand and realized, hey, we got to do something here to maybe accommodate more people? Is that kind of the thought behind adding more rooms and things like that?
So, suites, we have a lot of waiting list, people on the waiting list. With the new amenity suites that we open now, they're a smaller square footage, but they're very affordable packages intended for everybody.
That's great. And with what's offered at Yorkton Crossing too, there's nurses on staff, correct?
So we have healthcare staff 24/7. Mm-hmm. We have nurses every shift. We have a charge nurse every shift. And don't forget the most important people, the care assistants. We call them resident assistants, that they help everybody with everything.
Mm-hmm. Also really nice, Yorkton Crossing has a vehicle that their residents have access to help them get to doctor's appointments, things like that, right?
Yes, we have a vehicle that is designed also for wheelchairs. So we use it for any doctor or hospital visits, shopping, pre-booked activities, and any meeting like people have downtown. They can use it.
Yeah. Something I also know, too, with Yorkton Crossing, as we've chatted about in the past, I know for my wife's own grandmother, there was concern, you know, there was a big trip planned and Babo was going to be, was not going to be coming. But the concern of, oh, we want to make sure that she's taken care of. And, well, we were able to accommodate and get someone come down, a family member, to be and stay with her. But say if we weren't able to have done that, Yorkton Crossing would have been an option too, because you will sometimes welcome people to come down, stay for short-term stays as well, maybe if other family are away and they just want to make sure that family member is looked after, correct?
Yes, we have a number of guest suites also for families that can come and spend time with their loved ones. Also, people that they would like to be closer to their loved ones. And don't forget the respite suites, which we are fully booked.
Fully booked. Yes. Like, is there any openings like later on this winter, or is it still pretty tight in terms of bookings and things like that?
So with the new opening that we opened those new suites, we expect to be full very soon. As I said, the waiting lists are big and long, and the phone is... off the hook.
Okay, well, good to know. I guess maybe if people even are still working and things like that, maybe they want to look ahead to those future years when they are settled and retired and, you know, are looking at this as a potential option. Not a bad idea, I guess, then to give a call and start looking around.
Yes, and I would be more than happy to show them around, to have a tour, have lunch or supper, and to discuss all the packages and everything we offer.
Mm-hmm, that's great. So that's available to folks pretty much any weekday, I guess?
Any weekday during the day, during the evening, it depends on your schedule. We will make sure somebody is there to give you a tour and show you around.
But a call ahead of time is nice, though?
A call ahead of time would reserve your time with me. But we have management staff that is there all the time, and they would be more than happy to show you around.
Okay, great. Again, we're chatting with Yorkton Crossing Retirement Communities Community Relations Coordinator Madalena Kazushka, keeping things very busy down there with lots of activities for the residents, and sometimes also open up to the guests that just want to come in and take part in some of these events. There's going to be an open house, I understand, in October, right, Madalena?
Yes, we're going to have the weekend of October 20th. And 21st, that we're going to have open house. It's called Taste of Yorkton Crossing.
Oh, okay.
And that would make you ask me, what is that? First of all, it's from 1 to 4 p.m., so it's in the afternoon. And we are going to play this beautiful game. You come in as a visitor, and you are going to get a card, and you have to get some stamps on that card by visiting all the places in the building where there are going to be special tables with staff that are going to serve your signature dishes.
Oh, nice.
And when you get all your stamps on your card, then you're going to be entered. And the big prize, which is going to be awarded to by a draw, while we have wine and listen to music.
All right, great. Now, for this event, is there a cost attached to it or anything like that?
So it's open to public. There is no cost attached.
Okay.
Just remember, it's from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, October 20th, and Sunday, October 21st. And come and have fun. Come and see our community.
That's wonderful. Again, Madalena Kazushka, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Just drop right on in. Do people need to let you know ahead of time that they're coming in terms of numbers or anything like that?
For open house, it's open to the public.
Sure.
You can drop by anytime.
Excellent. And so, again, not just for the residents, obviously. Open house means anyone can come right on over. And just an opportunity, really, to also use that to give tours of the facility to people that maybe are exploring if they want.
Exactly. So by tasting our signature dishes that are going to be spread around all, our building, and our building is huge, you will have the opportunity to also see some suites, to see all our big activity rooms and everything we offer.
Yeah, and that's just it. Yorkton Crossing provides, well, meals, three meals a day for everyone, as well as the snacks and the coffee and the hot chocolate, all those things on and available to those living at Yorkton Crossing. And, well, just off the top of your head, Madalena, what comes to mind when you mention signature dish? Do you ever have the food down there as well and able to enjoy it too?
Oh, I eat there all the time with my guests. By our signature dishes, I mean we have three chefs.
Oh, wow.
We have a dedicated pastry chef. Our signature dishes are chef-made, are made from scratch, are fabulous. Please come and taste them.
October the 20th and also the 21st, that's a Saturday and a Sunday at Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community on Morrison Drive. We'll take a quick commercial break, but more on the way with Madalena on All You Ever Wanted to Know. And welcome back to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and joining me today is Madalena Kazushka from Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community. Again, open house taking place later on in October, the 20th and the 21st. What are going to be the hours again of that open house, Madalena?
1 to 4 p.m., so 1 to 4 in the afternoon for Saturday, October 20th, and Sunday, October 21st.
Perfect. Now, I know, well, the fall and maybe that other season that I don't like to say out loud because it's way too early for that has maybe snuck up on us. So what are some of the other things that are happening at Yorkton Crossing? What's the plan to stay warm? What are some of the activities that you got planned for people?
So we are so excited with Zumba Gold. We started it at our community, so at Yorkton Crossing, twice a month, this month. And we also started twice a month at New Horizons Senior Center.
Oh, neat.
And I am so happy to say it's been an overwhelming response.
That's great. Now, is this something that you're opening up, like even the ones at Yorkton Crossing, to everyone to come on out if they want to? Or do they have to be a resident at Yorkton Crossing to go to that one particularly?
No, it's open to the public, so anybody, any senior can come and join us for our Zumbas on Thursdays. And due to the overwhelming response and for space reasons, we are going to move it to New Horizons.
Okay.
So it's going to be every second Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning from 10 to 11. And for schedule, please check our Facebook page, and also you can call New Horizons Seniors Club.
Now, the residents of Yorkton Crossing, are they just being, I guess, transported over to come to New Horizons, or do they, they'll just go to the one that's at Yorkton Crossing then?
They'll go to the one that is Yorkton Crossing,
mm-hmm.
but for the public, because as I said, the response was overwhelming, and
sure.
we have a big class, and we're having so much fun and so much laughs, we are going to use the New Horizons facilities. Now, this is our community outreach,
mm-hmm.
so it's part of Yorkton Crossing community outreach. We are doing this for the seniors in our community.
Sure.
And I am the instructor.
Great. So, well, it sounds like it's just great to have that kind of response from the public. And obviously, it's very adaptive. Whatever people are able to do, you know, based on their mobility, there's still a lot that someone can contribute in terms of all the moves out there. They don't have to be worried if they can't do a certain part of it. They can just do whatever makes them feel the most comfortable. And if that's just taking a break, well, then that's fine for a particular move. Or
Zumba Gold is designed for seniors. There is no hopping. There are no sudden moves. There is no jumping. We are having so much fun. We are dancing. We are learning new steps. Mm-hmm. We are dancing salsas and cha-cha-cha and merengue and reggaeton and many other dances. It is so much fun. Come and join us.
All right. That's wonderful. Do people need to call for registering or anything like that? How often are you going to be holding this all throughout the whole entire fall and onwards?
We are hoping, and we are very excited to have it all winter, like in the spring too. You don't have to pre-register for the classes. Just show up on Friday morning at 10. Just make sure it's a Friday that we have a class,
mm-hmm.
and check the schedule with New Horizons or on our Facebook page.
That's great. Again, we've been chatting today with Yorkton Crossing Retirement Communities, Madalena Kazushka. Don't forget as well about that open house they'll be having on the 20th and 21st of October. Madalena, was there anything else you wanted to mention?
I'm so excited. There are so many new things happening. And in the months to come, in November and December, we're going to have some unique and beautiful activities. And I can't wait to talk about them. But until then, surprise. Just stay tuned.
All right. Thank you. Great. Again, it's all you ever wanted to know with Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community. We have some more special guests to join us on the program after a quick commercial break. But once again, thanks so much, Madalena.
Thank you, Jordan.
And welcome back to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and in studio with me now, we have Adina Jesmer from the Abilities Council, and also joining us, Lynn Litzenberger from Melville Donor's Choice. It's great to have you both here. How are you doing today?
Oh, great. Thanks for having us, Jordan.
No problem. Thank you very much.
And sorry, Dina, it's Saskabilities now. My apologies.
No problem. We're still new to that name, so that's no problem at all.
All right. Melville Donor's Choice. Let's talk about this. Lynn, first of all, for those not familiar, what's it all about?
Well, we are a collection of 19 charity organizations, and we have gotten together. This is our 46th year where we, instead of canvassing one group at a time throughout the year, we just all get together between the 1st and the 15th of October and canvass the Melville District area.
Mm-hmm. This is a great idea just to get everyone all at once, if you will. Make it, I guess, a collection of volunteers that can really team up their efforts to really tackle this rather than each and every organization have its own dedicated group of volunteers. Kind of promote that cooperation to help everyone, basically, ultimately.
Absolutely. And one of the nice things about it is that the community knows we're coming. Mm. It is the 46th year. So they know, especially by our special buttons, that we're from this or these organizations. And we present with them a whole sheet that allows them to choose whoever they would like to donate to and how much.
Now, as well, the number of organizations has also grown a lot. I'm sure the first Melville's Donor's Choice probably wasn't, well, as many as there are now, because we're talking about just how many now on the sheet?
Well, there's 19 right now, but there has been 20.
Oh, there has. Okay.
And I have to say, we probably started around 15, so...
Oh, so it's always been up
there. It really has been fairly, yeah, it's been quite a lot. The organizations have changed along the way, mm-hmm. but our current list, well, I can get Dina to help you.
Sure. Let's dive right in. The charities involved with Melville Donors' Choice this year, Dina, why don't you tell us about it?
Sure. Well, Sask Abilities has been involved for many, many years, I think from way back in the 80s. So it's an honor to be a part of this big group of charities. The list includes the Alzheimer's Society of Saskatchewan, the Arthritis Society, Canadian Cancer Society, Canadian Diabetes Association, the Melville branch, Canadian Mental Health Association, the CNIB, that's the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, mm-hmm. Canadian Red Cross, Crohn's and Colitis Canada, Kidney Foundation of Canada, the Saskatchewan branch, the Lung Association of Saskatchewan, Melville and District Community Foundation, Melville and District Food Bank, Melville Rail Station Heritage Association, MS Society of Canada, the Saskatchewan Division, Rail City Industries Foundation in Melville, St. Paul Lutheran Home Foundation, St. Peter's Hospital Foundation, Sask Abilities, and the SPCA. So as you can see, it's a wonderful group of charities, a lot of great things being done by these people. And it's really neat that we can all go out and help each other. Mm-hmm. Each organization is assigned a zone in Melville, so nobody will get doubled up on their street.
Yeah.
But it's nice because people on the list, they can either decide to donate to 1, 2, 10, or divide it amongst equally. So it's a nice opportunity for organizations to go out and support each other and help raise money for that too.
Yeah, no, and I was just going to say, seeing like who exactly these door knockers are, whether they're part of the Melville's Donor's Choice, that organization in itself, but it's a little bit of everyone.
It is, absolutely. I mean, we do definitely have organizations from the Yorkton area, but mm-hmm. of course they service Saskatchewan as well, so it's kind of nice to be able to include all of them.
Now, just curious too, when it comes to these organizations wanting to be part of Melville Donor's Choice, is it a commitment that they'll be some of the people that come out and door knock? Is there like requirements that have to be met for one of these community organizations to be part of this?
Well, we basically have two requirements. The first is that you're an official charity organization, so you would have that charity that you would have. And we ask for a representative that's actually out of Melville mm-hmm. Or Yorkton at this point, and that there is one of volunteers that do represent your organization as a director on our board.
Mm-hmm. Now, as well, when people do canvas and start collecting those donations, something will have already been in their mailboxes, won't it have been? Or are you leaving behind that packet for people to fill out? How does that
work? Well, what happens, first of all, is we do a full page spread in our local paper, and so that people may have that, depending. Mm-hmm. But then we do leave our appeal sheet that gives all the information here.
Okay, that gets
that
left
says,
behind.
You know, who they would like to donate to and how much and so on. So that's all filled in. Mm-hmm. If they are home and have their donation ready, we do up a receipt right away. That's one of those tax
tax
receipts. And if they're not, we do leave this appeal sheet with an envelope where they can mail it in to us. They can drop it off at any one of our banks, the Bank of Montreal. We have the Horizon Credit Union or the Royal Bank, mm-hmm. Any one of those. Or they can actually send in their donation through our website.
Yeah. Okay. What's the website?
Our website is Melville's Donor's Choice Appeal.
Okay. Nice and simple to remember.
Very simple. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people can give whatever it is they please. They can also make the distinction if they want certain groups to collect, maybe not others. If they already do that in a different time of year or helped out with a different fundraiser, mm-hmm. they can specify how they want to distribute that donation, basically?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so what happens on my end is I have all of the choices, and they're all laid out, and we gather them all up, and once everything has been through the auditors, that's when all the checks go out to each of the charities.
Mm-hmm, great. Now, is it made known just how much gets collected on a year-to-year basis? Is that available to use public knowledge, or is it kept under wraps?
It's not under wraps. We normally have an article. We're interviewed by the newspaper, our local newspaper, and they come to our annual general meeting. And so it's stated in the paper there. I'm looking to have it also on our website so that people can take a look of the amounts that we have. So this past year, we did just a little over $44,000.
Hey, for a community of that size, you're easily surpassing or coming close to like $10 per resident. And that's spectacular. I know.
We're so thankful.
Yeah. Telemiracle, for example, you know, it's in that $4 or $5 range per resident, which is also awesome, but just goes to show then when $40,000 can be collected from just a community, say the size of Melville and area, that's great. So every door will be knocked on though. Coming up here?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, what are the dates that people are expecting a knock on their doors?
The campaign starts on October the 1st and I'll run to the 15th. So any one of those evenings, people can expect to have a visitor knocking on their door with the sheets and the receipts and everything already.
Okay, wonderful. Anything else we want to get out there for people today?
Well, I do want to put out a big thank you to our corporate sponsor, CN Rail. They come in for us and give a very large donation. So it just gives us a great kickoff each year. Mm-hmm. Also, the local businesses and the volunteers that have been helping us with this campaign.
Excellent. Well, all the best with this year's campaign. Hopefully we can beat last year, if you will. It's always a nice goal to set out to just make a little bit more than the previous year. Costs never seem to go down. So
no, they don't.
So a little bit more would certainly go a long way. Dina, anything else to add on your angle?
No, I just want to thank the media and you and everyone who continues to support Donors Choice. All these charities are very grateful, and we're also honored to be part of that group.
Okay, great. All the best with it. Again, if people maybe with ties to Melville are listening but don't live there anymore, they can also still contribute, Lynn?
Absolutely. We still have some that do every year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that could be done by calling yourself, or how?
They basically, a lot of them get the advance.
Okay.
So they send it in that way because they watch for it.
Nice.
You know, so now with the website, being able to donate there, that's another way to go.
Well, it's good to have that notoriety in the community as well. It's just one of the many things going on that's fantastic down in Melville. Melville Donor's Choice. Again, the door knocking will begin 1 week from today. That brings our program to an end for today. It's All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.